The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the word of the Lord be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and on the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is the best Sunday of the year. You know why? It is Commitment Sunday for the annual Catholic Appeal. That means after today, we will have made our goal, and I don't have to talk about it for another year, right? In the pews, you'll find the pledge cards. We're going to fill them out this morning. We are going to consciously, actively participate in this year's appeal. We have been talking about it for the last few weeks. We have been praying and discerning how each and every one of us will be a part of it. We recognize that we are a part of a greater whole. We're just, not just Corpus Christi Parish, we are part of the Church of Tucson, the Diocese of Tucson. And we will play our part in the annual Catholic Appeal. So I invite everybody, I hope that we will all be a part of it, participate, make a pledge, make a one-time gift. Even just praying for the appeal is being a part of it. I know that there are circumstances. But filling out the pledge card and saying, you know, I can't make a pledge this year, but I will pray for its success, that is still participating and being a part of it. And we're all going to be a part of it. So I invite you to grab those pledge cards. If you open it up, you'll see your name, your spouse's name. I don't have a spouse. My dog's name goes there. Address, phone number, email if you wish. Here's the most important line. Your Arizona parish. What is our Arizona parish? Put that there, please. That way we get credit. And it's not going to some other parish. And then how you want to make your pledge. In lots of different ways. There's credit card, electronic fund transfer, if you want to do that. If you want to make a one-time gift, put it in the envelope. Put it in the basket. The ushers are going to collect it in a few minutes. After I finish filling out my pledge card, they'll collect it, And after that, we will be done, right? Excellent. So let's get to it, gang. A little pledge music, if you will.
Okay.
Oh no, I've got a pen, Deacon. You can use that one. Everybody set? Ushers, come on down. Now, if you need a little bit more time, you can always put that pledge card in the collection basket at the offertory. If you need a little bit more time to discern, pray about it, not quite sure how you will participate, knowing that you will participate, but not quite sure how, you can drop those pledge cards at any time during the collection, weeks to come. Hazel, have you filled out your pledge card? We're not going to baptize you until you do. Oh, I'm just joking. Did you listen to the first reading? Probably one of the most difficult of all the commandments in the first reading. How many commandments are there? 312 or so. In the Old Testament, about 312 commandments. We only think of the 10 because they're in a list, but especially throughout the book of Leviticus, there are commandments all over the place. And here we have the most difficult and the most important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The commandment to love. The most basic commandment. Love God, love neighbor. We do that, everything else falls into place. But it is the most difficult, to truly and absolutely love. To love requires an object to love. Love neighbor, love God. Jesus constantly calls us to follow him. How do we do that? By a life of love. And what is love all about? Well, it is about the other. Constantly and always about the other. Our neighbor, our God. It's always directed out. Never directed in. Hazel, you're growing up. You're making that journey to adulthood. And just think, remember, being a little child, it's all about me, mine, my wants, my needs, my worries, my concern, my security, my comfort. Who cares about anyone else? But as we grow up, we learn that there are others around us. And we look out, caring for our families, caring for our friends, caring, loving for the other. That is the journey of discipleship. To move from selfishness to selflessness. Absolute giving of self. The greatest example, Jesus on the cross. A total giving of self for the other, for the others, for us. You can also look at the journey of discipleship, from sin to love. Because all sin is rooted in being selfish. All sin is rooted in only worrying about me. And journeying to a life of love is moving out and being concerned for the other, being concerned for God. Denying self, picking up our cross, and following Him. Everything that we do here is geared to that journey of love, moving from being selfish to being selfless, to being absolute, perfect lovers. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. It means being loving as your Father in heaven is loving. It's a struggle, it's a journey. We won't get there overnight, but baby steps, day by day, we'll make it.